Okay, so we'll carry on. So we're exploring the journey in the guide. We're on week three, our final week looking at integration. So we're looking at our journey through life, this journey that we're all on, and how to make that journey one towards more meaning and depth in our lives, more awareness, more kindness, more wisdom. And Maitreya Bandhu in his books talking about how there's different stages or different aspects or different qualities that we need to take with us on that journey, and one of those is integration. So that's what we've been looking at for the last 3 weeks, integration. So in a way, so using that metaphor of the journey, integration is about trying to be one traveller on one journey. One traveller on one journey. So we know ourselves, we know all the different aspects of ourselves. We maybe particularly are getting to know the sides of ourselves that don't want to go on this journey, and we're trying to kind of persuade them, coax them, to kind of come with us on the journey. And so we're not forcing them, nor are we ignoring certain sides of ourselves, but we're just trying to kind of gather ourselves together, have a kind of mature understanding of the different aspects of ourselves, and know how to bring them along with us on this journey. So it's about being grounded in our experience, just not lost in our head, but kind of grounded in touch with ourselves more deeply, so that we can know ourselves more deeply, so that we can gradually bring all the different aspects of ourselves along with us on this journey. And it also means taking responsibility for ourselves. Yeah. So as we get to know ourselves, as we sort of see how our mind works, as we see our various habits and tendencies and inclinations, we're taking responsibility for that. We're saying, this is me. This is me. This is my mind. These are my thoughts, my actions, and I need to, try and be creative with these. Try and be aware with these. Try and gradually, again, change and get myself going on this one journey, as it were. So yes, it's taking responsibility for our minds and ourselves and the journey through life that we're on. Yeah. So when we practice integration, when we practice mindfulness and awareness, one thing it maybe leads to is a stronger sense of agency in our lives, a stronger sense of not quite being in control of our lives, but certainly having initiative in our lives, having creativity in our lives, having a sense of agency and creativity in our lives. Yeah, life as a more and more consciously, creatively unfolding process. Yeah. So that's the metaphor of the journey. And through this book, as you'll see if you read it, Maitreya Bandhu constantly swaps between metaphors. So the other metaphor that he keeps coming back to is the metaphor of the mandala, and that's what we're going to look at a bit more this morning. Yeah. So a mandala is like a circle, and it's the mandala of our life. It's rather than seeing life as a kind of journey, one thing after the other, it's that our life is a pattern. Our life is a kind of circle with all these different things arranged in it. Some things near the centre, some things near the periphery, and it's arranged into a kind of pattern. Yeah? So thinking of integration in terms of a mandala is thinking that we're trying to make our lives into a harmonious whole. We're trying to have a pattern to our lives where we know all the things that are there, they're there, we know why they're there, and we know their relationship to everything else in our life. So trying to have a sense of the whole of our life. Yeah. So in the book, Maitreya Bandhu talks about how life can be so kind of bitty. Yeah. I mean, modern life can be particularly like that, can't it? There's always little bits and bobs to arrange and to do. He talks about it in terms of kind of crumbliness. Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you haven't got this sense of the kind of what your life is about overall, you get lost in the bittiness of it. And life just feels just like a load of biscuit crumbs or something. It's not very satisfactory. It's not very substantial. Yeah? Whereas if somehow you can stay in touch with that overall meaning and purpose and pattern to your life, how it all fits together, there's more depth, there's more sense of satisfaction, sense of meaning. Yeah. So yes, in this mandala, we're trying to have a sense of that pattern of our lives, and particularly we're trying to have a sense of what's in the centre, what's in the heart, what's the kind of most important thing around which we want our life to be organised, the most important thing or value or meaning around which all the different aspects of our life are arranged in a harmonious whole. Yeah. So to give a little example of that, say I'm a writer, and the thing that's really important for me is either in the middle or very near the middle of my mandala is having time to do my writing. Perhaps I'm working on a novel. Yeah. So, but I need a job to pay the bills. Yeah. So I might have a job to pay the bills. And in a way, the work itself is not that meaningful to me. But it still has a place in the mandala. Do you see what I mean? It still has a place because it's helping me do something which is of real value to me. Yeah. So all I need to do is make sure that that thing has its place but doesn't, you know, move into the middle and push out what really has value to me. Yeah. I know it's there, I know why it's there, it's got its place, it's got its relationship with the whole mandala, as it were. On the other hand, I might be doing a job, I might be a different person, doing a job which is a real vocation for me, where that job is a real expression of my values, of my creativity, my abilities, and actually I'm happily working long, long hours and doing that job because I feel it makes a real difference. Yeah. So in that case, that job has a different place in the mandala, has a different kind of relationship to the other things in it, if you see what I mean. Yeah. So that's just to kind of try and give you an idea of what I mean by this mandala and how the different things in your life have a place, have a relationship to what's in the middle, to what really matters, to what's really what you really want to have at the heart of your life, as it were. In the book, Maitreya Bandhu talks about the mandala of our life can sometimes kind of get broken. Yeah. So I'm not going to say so much about this just because of time, but there's more in the book. But he says sometimes what we put in the middle of our mandala, it's not going to work. Yeah. So sometimes, you know, maybe some people in the middle of their mandala is something like money or success or love even, or, you know, kind of, you know, in a kind of attached sense. Yeah. So they've got something at the middle of the mandala and it's not going to hold. It's not going to kind of, you know, if you put success in the middle of your mandala or money in the middle of your mandala, the worldly winds will come and things will change and the mandala will kind of get blown around and you'll get blown off centre. Yeah. So he talks about the need to have something in the middle of our mandala which can really be there, kind of really deserves to be there, as it were, can really kind of hold all the different aspects of our life and can hold the kind of winds of change. And yeah, will be a kind of true mandala, a really true and kind of meaningful mandala. Yeah. So sometimes that what's at the centre of our mandala fails because maybe we put the wrong thing at the centre. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But actually when it fails, when it kind of breaks down, in a way that's a really good time, that's a really interesting time. That's often when people look at their lives and they kind of start asking deeper questions about their lives because suddenly things have blown off centre, as it were. Yeah. So he talks about and more about that in the book, about the broken mandala. Yeah. He also talks about the chaotic mandala, where we just, something fails, so we quickly put something else in the middle, and then that fails, so we quickly put something else in the middle. Yeah. Or he talks about the immature mandala, where we might have something very good in the middle, but it's held a bit naively. Yeah. So we've got some ideal in the middle, but it's held a bit naively. So he talks about it being an idea rather than an ideal. Yeah. Anyway, you can read more about that if you want, but the idea is try to have something in the middle which is big enough and deep enough, and that it can hold, and it can kind of hold in relation and contain all the different aspects of our life. Yeah? It's kind of big enough to do that. Yeah? So it needs to be something that transcends ourself. Yeah? Something kind of deep, something profound, something beyond us in a certain kind of way. And yes, he also talks about this as it's got a kind of mythic side to it. Yeah. So thinking of a mandala, thinking of our life in terms of a mandala, it's also, it's all about the prosaic, mundane bits of our life and how they all fit together. But it's also about that sense of our life unfolding in a quite mysterious way that we don't quite understand. Yeah. So I don't know how you feel, but when I look back on my life, I can see that from quite a young age, I was trying to work my way towards something. Sort of stumbling around, working out what the hell am I going to do with my life. Just sort of looking for something. And I couldn't have put it into words at that time. I couldn't have explained it to you. But there was definitely, I was looking for something. There was a kind of direction. And then, you know, for me, when I found the Dharma, I immediately knew, you know, very, very quickly knew. I had quite a strong response that this was it. And then, you know, then I'm trying to kind of work out what that means and kind of stumble towards something in a deeper sense, yeah. So that process works in different ways for different people, sometimes fast, sometimes slow, sometimes with all sorts of kind of diversions and overpasses and underpasses. But yes, this sense of a life, a sort of unfolding, and us just trying to kind of discover something in our lives that we may not even have the words for and the language for. Yeah. He mentions this idea of gestalt, which I don't know very much about, but it's a kind of psychology, isn't it? It's the idea of the gestalt of our life, that our life has that kind of pattern, and all the bits of our life add up to something more, which is more than the sum of the parts. Yeah. So we're going to look at mandalas this morning. So in a minute I'm going to give out some pens and paper, and we're going to have some time, just 10 or 15 minutes, to draw our own mandala, to try and draw or write the mandala of our life. So just do that quite, don't rush into it, do it quite spaciously, take your time. And just think, what are the different aspects of my life that are important to me? Yeah, what are people in my life that are important to me? Relationships, people. Are there sort of qualities in my life that are important to me, that have meaning and significance? Yeah, and just try and arrange those into a mandala. Yeah. So what's at the middle? What's immediately around the middle, and what's more on the periphery? Yeah? So just trying to think of all the different aspects of your life and make it into a kind of pattern. Yeah? And you might, what you might have is two mandalas. You might have how your life is and then how you would like it to be. Yeah. So you might actually do that as two sort of diagrams, or you might do it as one with, you know, there might be something here and there's an arrow pointing in because you want it more to be in the middle, or an arrow pointing out because you'd rather it was more on the periphery. Do you see what I mean? Does that kind of make sense? Yeah. So somehow just making the pattern of your life like that. Yeah. And you can do it how you want. It might be just little words, or it might be images. You know, it might be at the middle as an image of the Buddha, or it might be a word, kindness or fearlessness. Yeah. Or it might be quite practical things like your job. And, well, what does your job mean to you? What does that represent? Where does that fit in the pattern of your life? Yeah. So yeah, that's what we're going to do. For about 15 minutes we'll do that. Then I'm going to lead us in a short reflection. Just going to pop in a few questions, getting us to think about what we've come up with. And then there'll be time for a bit of discussion. Yeah. Does that kind of make sense? You got enough to go on? Anyone just want a bit more information or idea? you're happy. Yep. Great. So there's some paper here and some felt pens. Oh, thank you, Inga. There's bigger paper here. If anyone's got a very big life that won't fit on A5, we can do an A4 life. So maybe, yeah. Check your pens, because you know what it's like with felt pens. Sometimes they dry up. I've got some pencils here. Pencils coming round.
Oh, they're there, here, I think.
Anyone else got super size, right? It's an A4. Interesting to see how many introverts like me have got small bits of paper.
So just go at your own pace, and in a way, 15 minutes isn't very much. Ideally, we'd have an hour for this or something, or a weekend retreat. So it's just a kind of a go at something. So it's not like you've got to come up with a completely finished product, as it were. It's just a way of thinking about things. Aspects of your life. Maybe things that are missing from your life that you wish were there. So we'll have about 5 more minutes. If you come to a pause, you might just reflect on what you've got. reflect on, if you'd like, that mandala to be a different pattern, different, slightly different shape. Might be just other things gradually occur to you that should be part of the mandala. So it's a couple more minutes, enough time, or is that really going to cut people short? Okay, so a couple more minutes. It may be not finished, work in progress, but that's fine. Okay, so we're going to go into a little reflection now. So you might want to rearrange yourselves a bit, just so you're comfortable. Close your eyes. Just going to do a little 10 minutes meditation, stroke reflection. So just being aware of your body. Comfortable and relaxed. Maybe tuning into your breath. Feeling your breath. Just noticing how you're feeling. Was there any effect of doing that mandala? Just how you're feeling emotionally right now. As we sit here reflecting, I'm just going to pop in a few questions. Some might spark you off, others might not. That's fine. So don't feel you've got to answer all of these questions. Just thinking of that mandala of your life that you were just drawing. Trying to get a sense of what's at the centre of your mandala, or what you'd like to be at the centre, what you aspire to have at the heart. Just trying to imagine what your life is like when you're in touch with that. How it manifests in your life. How it feels. Then you might ask yourself, is there times in my life when that gets knocked off centre? When does that tend to happen in my life? what's going on when that happens. What other kind of force or need or habit, a set of conditions is coming in and knocking things off centre. How does that play out in my life? What does that feel like when it happens? Are there other important, significant aspects of my life which get pushed more to the periphery than I would like? And again, when does that happen? How does that happen? Are there times in my life when I've really felt that sense of something unfolding, an unfolding meaning or even a myth? Are there times when I've been more in touch with that? What does that feel like? Does it feel like to lose touch with it? Just coming back to the body, feeling your body on the chair or cushion. Feeling the breath in your body. So in a minute we're going to move into little groups. And Amanda, they might be quite personal, so if there's stuff you don't feel comfortable talking about with people you don't know, don't worry about that, it's completely fine. On the other hand, I think you can share things and that will be fine too. So we're just going to talk about the mandala, talk about this little reflection, see what we discovered. Okay, so a little bit of time in groups, about 15 minutes. I'd suggest huddles of maybe threes, maybe four maximum, just so you know, the bigger the group is, the less time each person has. So threes, fours, I'd recommend.
I'm going to take my own.
So we're about halfway through time now.
That's the way. Thank you. Two more minutes.
So this is, of course, slightly bonkers, trying to think about the pattern of our whole lives in an hour. So you might want to go home and work on your mandala more, or you might want to go to a cafe with someone afterwards and carry on the conversation. There's probably loads in there that you could reflect on and reflect on more. But I'm just going to make a few comments just to kind of draw it all together, and then we'll finish in the usual way just by chanting the Shakyamuni mantra. So yes, integration is partly about thinking about that big picture, about thinking about the whole journey of our lives, or the whole pattern of our lives. But when we've been talking about practice, we've been talking about things like doing 2-minute breathing spaces and mindful walks and mindful meals. So you might think, well, what's the connection? Yeah? What's the connection? Well, I suppose the connection is that mandala, that pattern of our lives, isn't something kind of up there. It's not some abstract thing. That is our life. Yeah? That's our life. And we're living that and creating that, and we're arranging that mandala of our life every single day. You know, everything we do, everything we think, it's part of the process of creating that mandala and making the kind of pattern of our lives. Every minute, every hour, every week, we're making choices which determine what the shape of that mandala is, what's in the middle, what's getting pushed to the edge, what's coming into the middle, and so on. So, in other words, it's the small everyday things that add up to a life. Yeah, it's the what you could call the karma of everyday things. Yeah? All those little things that we do and think and say, they add up to our life, as it were. Yeah. So, when we're doing those practices, when we're practicing mindfulness, mindful walking, mindful eating, in a way, what we're trying to do is we're trying to create a calm and clear mind. We're trying to be in touch with our experience. We're trying to have a kind of deeper connection with our experience and a kind of calmness and clarity. Yeah? So that we're not dragged off into habit, so that we're not dragged off into kind of fantasy, so that we're not dragged off into distraction. Yeah? Because all those things are the things which drag our mandala off centre. Yeah, it's when we're in that kind of state, distracted, lost, just caught up in old habits, lost in fantasy, that's when we lose sight of what's in the middle, or what we want to be in the middle, and things kind of get off centre, as it were. So when we're doing the mindfulness of breathing, we notice when our mind wanders off, we come back. Yeah? And it's the same when we're practicing mindfulness about our daily lives. We're just trying to stay present. We're just trying to... Actually, we use that expression, being centred, don't we? Mm-hmm. And the way being centred just means being in touch with ourselves and being kind of grounded. But you could think of it in a even deeper way. Yeah, being centred is about being in a state of calm and collection where you can stay in touch with the centre of your mandala, where you can stay in touch with, you've still got some kind of connection with what you're really trying to do with your life, with what you're really trying to live out in the conditions of your life, as it were. Yeah. So mindfulness, just these qualities of calm and clarity and presence, it's about being in the kind of state where we're less likely to get dragged off centre in that kind of way. But it's not easy. You know, life makes many demands on us. Life is, you know, busy. So we will get dragged off centre. That's just how it is. That's just, you know, that's just part of the process of practice, is to keep reminding ourselves what do we really want at the heart of our lives? What do we really want at the heart of our mandala, as it were? Yeah. So we need to keep recentering in a certain kind of way, in that deeper sense. Yeah. And so many of the practices that we do are about that. Yeah. A lot of the practices we do are about trying to get us in touch, back in touch with that. Yeah. So I talked about it in terms of a reminder. Well, in the Tibetan tradition, there is a practice called the Four Reminders, where every day you just reflect on certain things: impermanence, preciousness of human life, how actions have consequences, and how there is suffering in life. And you reflect on them. And in a way, it's about just getting you back in touch with what's important, what really has meaning in your life. It's about that kind of recentering. Yeah. When we do puja, in a way, that's what we're doing. We're just turning towards the Buddha as a way of remembering, recollecting, coming back to what's at the heart, as it were. Yeah. Even when we chant the refuges and precepts at the start of this class, it's just a way of... It's an integration practice, in a way, partly to some extent. Yeah. When we meditate, our daily meditation practice is a chance to kind of renew our connection with what we want to be at the heart of our mandala. Yeah. So all these practices, or Sangha, yeah, we talk to people, we talk about our practice, and again it reminds us, it puts us back in touch with what we want to be at the centre. Do you see what I mean? Yeah. So, yeah, mindfulness, in the sense of moment by moment doing things mindfully, puts us in a state where we're more calm and clear and in touch, and that helps us stay in touch with what, you know, that sense of purpose, what we want to be at the heart of things. And then so many of these other practices that we do, they're about integration as well. They're about remembering, recalling, reminding ourselves what really matters, what's really at the heart of things. Yeah. So all those things we do, they're there for a reason. We don't just do them because, oh, we're Buddhists and that's what Buddhists do. They're integrating. They're kind of bringing us back to ourselves, back to our experience, but also back to ourselves in that kind of, that deeper sense of what we really want to have at the heart of our lives. Yeah. So yeah, that's a bit about integration. And next week we'll move on to positive emotion, which is the next stage of the journey, or the next aspect of this mandala, or system of practice that Maitreya Bhakti is looking at. But we'll finish by chanting the mantra. Yeah. So we're going to chant a mantra of Shakyamuni Buddha just for a few minutes till it fades away. Vijaya Shri will lead us in that when the time's right.
Muni Muni Maha Muni Shakya Muni Swaha. Om Muni Muni Maha Muni Shakya Muni Swaha. Om Muni Muni Maha Muni Shakya Muni Swaha.
So we'll stop there for this week. You may have, there might be practices you've been doing which are working for you, so please carry on doing mindful walk or whatever it is. Just keep that flow of practice going, and you may want to reflect more on your mandala during the week as well. But see you next week. Thank you very much.
Thank you.